We talked about the first great civilization and that they were all indeed wiped out. When, at what point then did the second civilization come about?
Well, as I was mentioning, these great civilizations that we know so well in the Middle East sprang up suddenly, as it were, out of nowhere, but with a common heritage. Now, civilizations were very quick to move across the earth, and from the Americas across to Eastern Asia, there were very advanced civilizations. There seems to be evidence, good evidence, that there was a great atomic disaster which wiped out five major civilizations within a few hundred years after they had become established. There's evidence in the jungles of Brazil of a city that appears to have been wiped out in some great holocaust. Also in India. India's a very good one because we have documents to match the event. And as a matter of fact, documents were wiped out in most countries. There was tremendous destruction of ancient libraries and documents, but the ancient documents of Egypt, I'm sorry, a few of Egypt, but mainly of India and China, have survived. Now, the Indian documents are full of atomic theory. It's evident that they knew the reality of the atom and how atoms were composed, their divisibility. They knew the molecular composition of matter, and they knew the size of the atom. They knew that they measured by atomic divisions of time, in other words, 100 millionths of a second. And it shows that they were able to understand that something occurred so quickly, and they apparently were able to measure it. Now, they also have writings that there were cities being warned. There's one in particular that was warned around about 2000 BC. The Indian text recounts in detail how aerial vehicles were used to launch a weapon that devastated three cities. And the record's unnervingly similar, George, to an eyewitness report of an atomic bomb explosion.
And these are three cities in India?
Three cities in India. And the document describes the brightness of the blast, the column of rising smoke and fire, the fallout, intense shock waves and heat waves, and the appearance of the victims, things like that, and even the effects of radiation poisoning as we understand the effects are today. Now, in India itself, there have been reports coming out in recent years of explorers and discoverers, and as a matter of fact, a real estate developer. And the most recent one was in the last 10 years. I think it's in the province of Rajasthan or something similar to that.
Yes.
A city was being built west of an existing one, and as they started excavating down, they found intense radioactivity, and they found the remains of a city that had been incinerated. I have the record up on my website as an extra link, but I think somebody else on the internet has done the same as well. And there's no doubt that this city was destroyed by something that was radioactive. Now, in the Indus Valley, Mohenjo-Daro, skeletons were found there. As a matter of fact, one of the writings did warn the cities that they were to be vacated within 7 days, otherwise to face a blast out.
So,
and that's
so,
in the ancient Indian writings.
Now, who gave them the warning? Some kind of an enemy?
It was an enemy. Warned them to get out because their city was about to be destroyed. Now, in the similar region, we don't know if it's the same city, but it's in the same region, Mohenjo-Daro of the Indus Valley. When the excavations were made in the city there, there were skeletons found still to be radioactive, George, after all this time. And there were about 40 skeletons that were flattened. They were all radioactive. In one case, there was a man holding his hand with a woman with a child, apparently a family, who had not got out in time. And buildings blasted from one side above, in other words, something coming from above, from a direction on the side, had melted the buildings.
Jonathan, is there any, do we know where the blasts came from? I mean, what other area of this planet may have been the instigator here?
I don't think we can know that for sure, George. It looks like there were two groups of people who were involved in it, and one ancient writing talks about the wide eyes and the narrow eyes. They were trying to identify it that way, but there was nobody named. There were two groups of people who were opposed to each other, and both of these were Asian. Now, in other parts of the world, apart from India, there are the remains of devastation. As a matter of fact, we're coming closer to home here in the Americas. Down in Mexico, ancient Mayan texts describe the destructive effects of a fire from the sky that put out eyes and decomposed flesh and entrails. And it speaks of great cities to the north of Mexico that were destroyed. Now, in Canada, which is on the other side, Canadian Indians speak of men who flew upon the skies and had shining cities and grand homes to the south. Now, the Mexicans talked about these grand homes and cities being north of them, and the Canadian Indians speak of it being south of them. What's in the middle? Then an enemy nation came, and there was terrible destruction, and all life in the cities was gone. Nothing but silence remained. Now, in the Gila River region, in the Death Valley area, explorers have actually documented remains of ancient cities. They can be seen from the air, the straight lines of ancient streets and so on, whereas today it's just plain desert. And melted buildings have been described in detail by early travelers in that area. And I'm just wondering whether perhaps that is the reality of what the Mexican and the Canadian Indians have been talking about.